Cuts Benedict joining us, PGA teaching professional. By the way, he gives phenomenal lessons. I got to re-up, Cuts. We played last Thursday. I can't get out of the bunker anymore. At Cuts with two T's, B. Is it at Cuts B Golf?
It's just CutsBGolf.com.
There you go. So tweet and Cuts
are,
there.
And J.D., are you telling me they let you inside the state of Alabama to play Saugatchie?
We played. Dave Lake and I played Saugatchie. Very nice. David Lake played great.
We toured it. We toured the course, yes.
I ran out of gas after number 15, and as the great Brian Jester told me once, he said, J.D., you've taken too many passes. You just need to pick up here. So, but Cuts gives
no
great lessons. We got a lot of great pros around here like Joe Devaney and
Yes, we do.
Of course.
I thought it had a Jennings Mill feel to it. I thought it was good.
Yeah, Matt Peterson's a great pro, but Cuts is as good a teacher as there is. So go check him out. And Dave, by the way, made like a 50-foot bomb for birdie, shades of Hale Irwin at Wingfoot
there
back in 90. But
I was looking for Mike Donald, but he wasn't anywhere around. It was Jeff was our Statesboro connection.
I was Georgia taunted Center. There. So Cutter. The PGA is now in May. Maybe by the time I'm 80, if I make it that long, I'll get used to this. This is
– You will. You will.
It's really, really, really strange. All right, John Rahm's my favorite. So tell me why or why he won't win or Koepka, Dustin. This is a big golf course. I mean a big golf course.
Yeah, it really is. It is a long, hard golf course. But now here's the deal, though. The PGA – unlike the USGA, the PGA is going to set it up to where the players can play it. You know what I'm saying? It's like the USGA, they want to make it about the course and about themselves. The PGA, and I think I was reading this morning, there's like three other occasions in the last 30 or 40 years where the PGA Championship and the U.S. Open has been on the same golf course. Not the same year, but just the same golf course. And so they were going back and forth comparing things. Anyway, at the end of the day, they made a great point. And it's just part of what I'm thinking about this afternoon is that, and they're right, the PGA of America has done a great job with their setups, not just at those other open venues, but at most of the venues over the last, I don't know, 20, 30 years, certainly in the Tiger era, where the PGA Championship, they're not afraid to let 15, 18 under par win the golf tournament. And so the story becomes how good the players are, and they've had some great finishes, and kudos to the PGA for that, whereas the USGA has sort of made it about this, you got to hit it straight, the rough's a foot deep, the greens are as hard as a brick, and those kinds of things. And it's been, the story's been more about the golf course. So I'm excited for this week for what I know the PGA will do, which is, they'll let these guys, play and make some birdies and have some fun. It's not that it's the Bob Hope where you got to shoot 30 under, but they'll set it up right. Kerry Haig is the director of competitions for the PGA of America, and he's got a ton of experience and he'll do a great job. And the only X factor, JD, is the weather. We don't know, in mid-May what it's going to bring. For Farmingdale, New York, and so is it going to be 40 with turtlenecks and sweaters on, or is it going to be 75 and pretty? We just don't know. And how soft, how firm? Those are the X factors ultimately, which will dictate some scoring. But anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun, and we will get used to it. I know it doesn't feel right yet, but we'll get there.
Do y'all feel though that the PGA Championship has the more feel of a regular tournament than the other majors, but at the same time, though, they do play it. The level of courses that they've moved to have definitely gone up. But what's it going to be like down the road now playing it in the spring as opposed to the heat of August? That's kind of what I'm curious about.
That's a great, DJ, that's a great question. And that is one of the things I think in looking at this whole big picture of moving the PGA to mid-May, it's what does it do for the access to golf courses? And where the PGA would be hesitant to go to Dallas in the middle of August,
or Florida,
or Tulsa, or Florida.
Yeah.
Now they can, and so I think that was one of the appealing things on the PGA side of the ledger here was, hey, we can go to some courses in the South that we couldn't go to, but now like I said, you know, I don't know if it's ever snowed in Pittsburgh in mid-May, but I guess you can still go to Oakmont and go to Detroit and Chicago. You could get a spring front for sure, and it could be that's the one thing about the Masters is that, you know, of course, Augusta being where it is, even though it's early to mid-April, we're pretty much guaranteed it's not going to, you know, get to an unplayable level where, you know, we don't need to have a winter PGA. I don't know. I guess time will tell, but it'll be fun to see the venues they pick. And I hope they do open up some venues in the South that they normally wouldn't go to.
And, you know, another thing, too, that's interesting about this, because we always like to go through and you look at the courses that have hosted majors before and you look at the caliber of the winner. And the one I would put up there, number one, that gives you a great champion is Muirfield at the Open Championship. I mean, going back to Gary Player, you've had Trevino, you've had Watson, you've had Faldo, you've had Ernie Els. But Beth Page Black has hosted two. You've had Tiger Woods and you've had Lucas Glover.
Yeah, who is the out? Well, yeah, that's the thing. You know, I feel good going into this week that we're going to have the McIlroys and Brooks Koepka and Justin Rose and Rahm, and I think we're going to have there's going to be the cream will rise to the top. But you know, the PGA usually brings out there's usually some outliers that are in, as I call them, that are in contention. And nothing. And look, these guys are all great players. Sure. I say that like I can play with them, but I mean, Bob May was not supposed to tie Tiger Woods at Valhalla. That's just not what you're looking for, you know. And so, you know, was anybody pulling for Bob May to beat Tiger or win the playoffs?
His wife and parents. That was it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And his caddy. That's it.
Yeah.
But there'll be somebody. There'll be a couple of guys, and who knows who it'll be. There'll be somebody in the, you know, that's ranked 110th in the world that's, you know, in contention with nine holes to play on Sunday, perhaps.
And by the way,
and we just. You
right
know,
so. Right now in Farmingdale, New York, it's 49 and raining.
Nice.
They're not getting up to 70, but the lows are going to be in the low 50s. So, you know, say what you want. But you guys hit on it, too. The PGA, and they went through a stretch there in the mid to late 80s through the mid to late 90s. It was bad. You weren't playing on elite courses. There were some not so elite winners. There were some good players that won it, but you know, you didn't have the elite guys winning for whatever reason. When Tiger Woods outdueled Sergio in 1999 at Medina, going back to that, and I mean, I could debate anybody on this. So in the last 20 years, there is no doubt, and we could roll through them. The PGA has had more thrilling finishes than the other majors have, and it's not even close.
No,
question about it.
I'll say this too: having been to all four of the majors in my lifetime, the PGA Championship is my favorite one to go to. And I love the Masters; it's just got a different feel.
Sure,
but the PGA Championship is a lot of fun to go to, and they do have good finishes. I mean, there's no question about that. And now they all have, I guess, a different way to determine their champion if they're tied, right?
Yes.
Or are there three
holes? They're three.
They're three holes.
Yeah, the U.S. is going two.
Is going
and the
two.
British is four.
British is four, and then
the Masters still won't listen to us and do Amen Corner and a three hole sudden death. That
oh
would
my
be
God,
unbelievable.
How good,
hey, by the way,
would be crazy.
One other question too about scheduling going ahead. So now that the Tour Championship, by the way, they're doing that thing this year. You know, they're doing that thing, as Munson would say, where they're starting with different strokes.
Okay.
You know, but anyway, that's another conversation for another day.
Yeah.
But, you know, will the Tour Championship, will they want to have that thing in the heat of August every year at East Lake?
I bet you.
Yeah.
I bet you that moves around.
Yeah.
I'm hearing, and I don't have any really much more basis than more rumor from just some friends, but I'm hearing that they're going to move out of Atlanta at some point, and they've had a great run. East Lake's been a great venue, but you know, I'm hearing that they're going to move that around and not use the permanent a permanent site. Now anything could happen. It's still,
right.
You know, a moving target, but and that'd be okay. You know,
well, let me ask you this,
because
I know obviously Georgia has the Masters, so and the tournament down at St. Simons or at Sea Island. Would Atlanta be in the running to get another tournament if they lost the Tour Championship?
You know, probably not. You know, not as it has been.
They wouldn't go back to Sugarloaf or anything like that.
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, of course, they have a Champions Tour event.
They do have
Sugar Loaf.
Yeah, that's true. They do have that.
They have that. They've accommodated that, and that's a good site for that event. But I don't think so. I don't know if the Athletic Club is going to get a PGA down the road like, you know, the
I bet that's what happens.
They've had two, right?
Yep.
Larry Nelson and Keegan Bradley.
Yes.
And then did Jerry Pate win his U.S. Open there in 76?
He did, yeah.
So they've had a U.S.
Sure
Open and two PGAs.
Yes,
okay.
So,
yeah, big time.
Well, no, they had, let's see, Keegan Bradley, David Toms.
So that's right. They've had
three PGAs.
The U.S. Open.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when Toms made the ace and beat Mickelson by a shot.
Exactly.
Right.
So, yeah, I think you're right, Cuts. If the Tour Championship moves, that they'll probably give Atlanta Athletic Club a PGA championship few years.
That's a good call.
Certainly a possibility. And it's worked, you know, now again, you know, the PGA championship in August in Atlanta was questionable.
That's
that last time. Now in mid-May, it'd be perfect. I mean, I mean, we get a little bit of the afternoon thunderstorm deal, you know, 30-40% type deal through May over the years. But I think the chances or odds be pretty good for that deal.
All right. Now, this is a big course. So I think the guys who finished second or third to Tiger, I think Koepka, Shuffley, Dustin Johnson, Rahm, those guys all have a chance. But I'm telling you, this weather, with it not being too hot, that was always for years and years the reason the Europeans, in my opinion, didn't win PGAs and U.S. Opens. It was too hot. Well, they're talking mid to upper 60s, low 50s for the high-low. I think that's bringing in a lot of the British Isles type players as well.
Well, I would certainly like to chat to have a chat with Molinari and see where he is, because you got to think the likelihood is his game hasn't fallen apart since Augusta, and you'd think that there's a strong likelihood he will be in contention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who knows? And Rory, I mean, you know, I just can't imagine that one or both of those guys aren't on the first page of the leaderboard heading into Sunday. I'd be surprised.
All right, here's a question for both of you. All right, so Jeff, you kind of brought this up already. Tiger Woods won the U.S. Open at Bethpage in 2002, and Lucas Glover won it there in 2009. Then they played the Barclays there in 2012, won by Nick Watney.
Okay.
And they won. And they played the Barclays there in 2016, won by, I'm going to bring up the four-letter R word, Patrick Reed.
Oh, gosh.
So the last player on earth to win a PGA event at Bethpage is Patrick Reed. We just can't get away from that guy.
Oh, no.
So is this a Tiger Woods tournament or is it a Nick Watney tournament? Now, granted, now here's the thing. When Woods won and when Glover won, it was -3 and -4. When those guys won the Barclays, it was -10 and -9. So the course is definitely set up a little bit differently there. So what does that mean for the winner this weekend? That's the big question.
I can tell you, from a Tiger standpoint, I don't see it. I don't see him, and I know he's resting more than anything, his back and his health, and he's 43. You know, he is 40. By the way, he's 43. He's not 68. You know, so I know 43 is not 25, but he's not some
he's
old man.
He's ancient.
You know, I really think I don't see how you can play no competitive holes between your 1 foot tap in to win Augusta to the first tee at the PGA in mid May. I just don't see it happening. I think you have to be. I just don't know how you can be competitively sharp your game. So I think Tiger's – I don't see it happening. And I know, you know, he's Tiger, and he does the stuff that nobody else has ever done. So you can't ever count him out.
No, I
agree.
I don't think Tiger is going to win. I think what he did at Augusta was amazing. Could he potentially have one more major? Sure. But to me right now, and again, Rahm, for whatever reason, I just had that feel with this being such a big golf course. But I'll tell you what Koepka's done has been amazing. And I was watching some golf channel this morning before going out to UGA to watch the Athens Regional here. And, like, that Xander Shoffley, he's been the last two. He's been top fives in you know, six different major championships. So you got to.
Yeah, no, he's.
Is he going to break through?
Well, he is. You know, you haven't heard his name mentioned since Augusta. But to your point, he's there at the big moments, and And this weekend, as far as if we're going to take momentum or what's happened over the, you know, at the Byron Nelson, I mean, Koepka looked good. I mean, he was just hammering drivers. Now, it's a big wide golf course there, so it's pretty much a let it fly without much risk golf course. So Koepka's driver looked a little better than it actually was. And the percentage of fairways hit was way up this week because it's a wide open golf course. But he looks good to me. I mean, he is.
I agree.
I'll be, if he's, you know, it'd be not shocking, but it'll be surprising if he's not there. I mean, gee whiz, that golf course. And like you said, JD, that if that's the extended forecast, if it's 40s and 60s, wow, yeah. that's going to be different. There's another reason to, there's another reason for me to eliminate Tiger, you know, right out, yeah, even on the first tee.
All right, guys. So who's, and by the way, you know Dan Jenkins, what probably he's saying, like, guys, I'll tell you what, one of his famous lines in one of his famous books, you got the PGA between the Byron Nelson and Colonial, where's my hat? I'm going to the 19th hole up in the sky right now. So.
Oh, amen.
All right, so Ron's my pick. DJ, who you got?
You know what? I'm falling into this Brooks Koepka thing where I just think I'm going to keep picking him in majors right now just because he plays so well. I like Rahm. Rahm's going to win a major at some point. He's going to break through. So his back,
he will.
But, you know, I mean, I'm Koepka right now if you had to just make me pick somebody. Cuts, what about you?
Yeah, I'm going to ride Rory all year.
All right, there you go.
I had him for the Masters. I'm going to pick him. I really think he rebounds and plays well. And I wouldn't be surprised there. So all good picks, though. I think, and you're right, you guys, Rahm is going to win a major sooner than later.
All right, well, Cutch, you're the best, man. We'll holler at you later this week to kind of get an early round update there. Thanks for all you do. And again, you can follow him at Cuts with two T's, CutsBGolf.com. And the man was able to get me out of bunkers. Cuts, I need to visit with you again, my friend, because I had to use an old Dooley Posh when we were playing at Saugahatchee. I had to go to the throw after I had to go. It couldn't.
That's why
out.
That rule's in place, though. I can throw it out
that
of the bunker.
That's made for you, JD. All right, y'all have a great week.
Thanks so much, Cuts.
Thanks for all you do.